Do you struggle to find calmness in motherhood? I know I do. Perhaps like many of us mothers, you desire to find more joy in the everyday, but you're just not sure how it's possible. In fact, it often seems hopeless. What if I told you that we as mothers can find calmness, hope, and joy in motherhood? That it is truly possible? Join me, Danielle Poorman, as we journey together to cultivate calmness, discover hope, and experience joy in the mundane and eventful, the trying and wonderful moments of our days. Let's renew motherhood together. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 2 of the Renewing Motherhood podcast. I'm Danielle, and I'm so glad that you are joining me again today. Here on Renewing Motherhood, we seek to cultivate calmness, discover hope, and experience joy in our calling as mothers. Because let's be honest, motherhood is too big a journey to walk alone. If you're looking for more calmness and hope and joy, I'm excited that you're joining me today to walk through this journey together for some encouragement in our everyday lives. Here on the show, we'll unpack the struggles and joys of motherhood and wrap them up with scriptural truths and practical advice for the hardest days. This month and the next month, we're focusing on the basics, back to renewing our motherhood. And we're doing that with a question first. What is our purpose? This week is all about clarity in our motherhood because sometimes the days get hard and we lose our why. So what is our purpose? Our scripture for today is Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. I love this verse, mamas. Fellow mothers, our motherhood is a good, acceptable, and perfect calling from God. Yes, we may know that, but as we also know, there are times when we are tested. And sometimes the testing goes way beyond the little irritating details that fill our days. When we're tested, sometimes it's often hard for us to discern what our purpose is because the trials and tough times cloud our vision, our focus of what we know to be true. When I became a mom nearly 13 years ago, my expectations were actually nothing like what came to pass at all. There was much more crying, much less sleeping than I expected. From my daughter too. Seriously though, I had no idea what to expect, not one thing. But isn't that how it always is in motherhood? We never know what things are going to be from day to day. And no one, before we're expecting our first child, it's kind of seems glamorous, magical, maybe a little fantasiacal, miraculous really, as we're feeling life growing inside of us and anticipating the arrival of something beautiful. And no one ever shares the really nitty gritty, gory details of motherhood. We're never really clued into the roller coaster of emotions that we'll experience or the pains that far outreach the delivery room. So before hurricane issues of 2020, I would take my children to the beach every week in the summer. It's one of our favorite places. We live on the Gulf Coast of Florida, so it's not too difficult to plan those frequent trips. We're actually hoping to resume those this summer. My children are currently 12, almost 13, and 4. And I often would let them play near the water, not that far from me, while I watch and just breathe in this surrounding beauty and calming rhythm of the waves. And you know, being a mom is an all-encompassing ocean of emotions. These waves of joy and frustration that swirl about, much like the ocean. But there's also these moments of smooth, rhythmic sways, kind of calming, that are just peaceful, with, of course, the occasional little bump, enough to keep you vigilant, always watching for those tiny details that that need some attending to. In last week's episode, I mentioned that I'm a recovering anxious mom. Do any of you struggle with calmness in your days? Like, you really have to fight and pull to keep calm. When I'm in the thick of it, the trenches, as we've heard it, it's really easy to forget that God wants to pull me close and draw myself to Him. I feel out of control and I struggle to maintain that necessary balance that I know will calm my anxious heart. Oftentimes in that anxiousness, He seems distant. Do you ever feel that way? I find that the more I sink into that feeling, the more lost I feel. And you know what, friends, if you feel that way, there is a better way to mother out of the trenches, out of those swirling waves, out of the fogginess that just seems there to stay. But that fogginess doesn't have to. God is there. Our purpose sometimes is in the trenches, and that's okay. What can change for us? What can help our anxiety? What can help us comb out of the fogginess, out of the chaos that our spirits feel, is renewal. We can renew. We can transform our motherhood. But that first starts with transforming our mindset. Renewing our motherhood starts with transforming our mindset. In Romans 12, 2, be transformed by the renewal of your mind. We can all agree that there's so much testing in motherhood. It's so easy to just drift along for the ride or to give in to that heavy weariness, the feeling that motherhood is just this way, so we're just going to go with it. Y'all, I have felt there. I've been there. I was there for so long. Mothers, if this is you, let it not be so. God has equipped us with the grace and mercy we need for each day. This calling is His perfect will. This calling is refining us for His glory in the midst of every cry, laugh, sleepless night, and everything in between. When you feel like you just can't, it's okay to feel that way because God can. When we can't, He can. His grace and His strength is sufficient for what we need. We need only ask. The testing and trying of ourselves in motherhood is not evil. We are being transformed to Christ, and we're guiding our children to Him in the midst of every day, in the midst of those testing and trials. And the more we press into Christ in the middle of testing, the more we see Him. The more our children see Him and feel Him through us. I'm reminded often of Psalm 121, verse 2. Our help comes from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. Friends, all is not lost. Our purpose is this calling that we have. It's to draw closer to Christ and draw our children closer to Christ through every little detail and trial. But when we stop and we press into Christ together and begin renewing our minds in order to renew our motherhood, we find that renewed purpose. We call ourselves back to truth. So moms, I encourage you today, press in to Christ, even in the midst of all of those trials and tribulations, happy, sad, terrifying, painful. I encourage you, keep pressing on. Next week starts a brand new month, or almost a brand new month, and we will dive deeply into the weariness of motherhood and how to comb through that. It's all about talking about the battles of motherhood and how we can combat those battles with scriptural truths in order to point our children back to Christ. You've been listening to the Renewing Motherhood podcast, where we dive in together in our unique callings to cultivate calmness, discover hope, and experience joy together in our motherhood.